You're listening to Off the Clock, KBIA's Look at Arts and Culture, and I'm Lauren Brown. Margaret Waddell chants at the moon. This music teacher started chanting more than a decade ago, and she now organizes group chants. KBIA reporter Aviva Okenson-Haberman caught up with Waddell on a cool fall evening as Waddell led a few friends in moon chants at Stevens Lake Park.
My name is Margaret Waddell, and I am here tonight leading a community chanting for peace event.
Round is the moon.
So I told everybody in my second grade class that I was going to be a hummingbird when I grew up, and they all laughed, and I meant that literally. Like, I meant because I was always humming. I was so focused as a child, so focused on myself. People were embarrassed or shy or afraid to sing with me because they put me up on a pedestal as one of those people who could sing. And so what I'm trying to show people, and I think I'm getting better at doing this, is that singing is for all of us. Singing is our birthright.
My voice just is not going there. I don't know why.
Because I'm messing you up every time I sing harmony.
Yeah. Therese Folsom. I've been coming to Margaret's chants for years, and they get me through the day.
So in order to sing, you have to breathe fairly deeply. So maybe people have gone their whole way and they haven't really taken time to breathe deeply. And they come here and they get to do that. The most important thing about singing together in a group is that you love the people you're singing with. And it's a choice that we're making. We're choosing to love each other during this time when we're singing together. We're connecting with each other.
That was Margaret Waddell talking about the groups that she leads that chant at the moon at Stevens Lake Park. KBIA's Aviva Okenson-Haberman produced that audio postcard. The Voluntary Action Center and D&H Drugstore will host Warm Up Columbia this weekend. Coats, jackets, blankets, and other items will be distributed to low-income families. Some local agencies will also donate winter gear for their clients. VAC Executive Director Nick Foster says the VAC has now hosted the event for more than a decade.
We seem to have received a whole lot of items this year. Always enjoy seeing a child look up with a coat that fits him or her just right and see the light in their eyes. That's a fun part of it.
Warm Up Columbia is set for Saturday from 8:30 a.m. until noon at the Armory at 701 East Ash Street. Thank you for listening to Off the Clock. I'm Lauren Brown.